you are on Texas Standard Time.
We're not quite to the midpoint yet of Atlantic hurricane season. This time last year, there wasn't yet a Harvey. It formed August 17th of last year and made landfall August 25th. And as we near those one-year anniversaries, there are questions about whether the federal and state responses to the storm will play a role in the upcoming midterm elections. In the first stages of recovery from the storm, state leaders and local officials of towns hit hard by the storm expressed anger over what they felt was a delayed response from the federal and Texas governments, not to mention regular folks who were displaced or had their businesses destroyed and spent months navigating the red tape involved in recovery. But as time goes by and more people have gotten back to a new normal, it may be that those sentiments are not as strong. Mike Ward has been writing about the political fallout of Harvey and the midterms for the Houston Chronicle. Mike, thanks for stopping by the Texas Standard Studios.
Sure, happy to.
So who did you speak with here, and what did they say about their recovery from Harvey and what role it might play in, say, vote in November?
I went out and talked to almost 3 dozen people in the field who had been flood victims. They had been storm victims. They had significant property damage and were out of their homes for a period of months. This is my third run at doing this, so I found that the attitudes have generally changed from a political sense from where they were earlier this year.
I'm guessing earlier this year, Republicans stood to lose, considering they're primarily in power across the state?
That's right. And the people who were storm or Harvey victims were almost evenly mad at Democrats, Republicans. They didn't care.
Just incumbents in general, I guess?
Incumbents in general, who they blame for slow response, they weren't getting checks, they were having trouble with FEMA, you name it, they were upset.
So mad particularly at the state level or the federal level or just everyone?
It was almost all three, local, state, and federal. I would say there was more directed towards the local and federal just because those are the two where most of the money and the direct assistance came from. But there was a lot of people who were mad at state officials who really didn't even have anything to do with the hurricane recovery per se.
Were the people you spoke with, you said about 3 dozen, so I'm sure a variety, but actually receiving state and federal aid, or were they a mix of people who kind of, you know, kind of pulled themselves up and had to do a lot of their own rebuilding?
It was a mix, but all of them had received some kind of state federal assistance, whether it was for debris cleanup, whether it was to rebuild their house, whether it was housing assistance to go stay in a hotel for a while on FEMA's tab. It was across the board, and it was not just directly in Houston, but it was also in some of the surrounding areas along the coast that were hardest hit by Harvey. Most of these people were displaced by flooding. A few of them were displaced by actual storm damage, which destroyed their houses.
When you went back this time, you found a lot of that anger had subsided, I guess?
That's right. And what's happened now is a number of months have passed, and the people who were having issues before, they're back in their houses. They got the checks cashed, you know, kind of do the math on this. And so basically, once you get your stuff fixed after a storm, you kind of calm down. And that's exactly what's happened. And historically, this is what happens with all these big storms. It happened after Sandy. It's happened with hurricanes, even in Texas before. And had the midterm elections been right after Harvey, there would probably be different results than you're probably going to see in November.
So do we know from past experience how many months afterwards that people sort of start being less angry, or maybe it depends on the situation?
It generally depends on when they, I keep saying get your stuff fixed, but it generally depends on when the aid money flows. You know, there's been examples in history where politicians have been blamed for things that they had nothing to do with. In 1916, and no, I didn't cover this, but in 1916, there was a shark attack in a county in New Jersey, and Woodrow Wilson was running for president, and he was from New Jersey. He'd been president of Princeton University. His margin of victory dropped significantly because people were upset and mad about the shark attack, which ran off all the tourists, and so they were on hard times.
I see.
Wilson didn't have anything to do with the shark attack.
Right, right. Interesting. But there are some people who are still I don't want to say bitter, but they're still holding on to the frustration that they felt to what they saw as a slow response or difficulty in getting through red tape.
That is true. There are still quite a number of people in the Houston area and along the Texas coast where Harvey hit the hardest who are still struggling, and they still have issues, and they say they're going to vote against everybody who's in office now. So even with the general change in sentiment by a lot of the voters or people who say they're going to vote, there's still a number of people out there who are still upset.
As they are getting back to normal, they're just reverting back to their usual, you know, predilections. Whoever they would tend to favor, they're contending to favor that party again.
That's what it would appear to be at this point, yes.
Mike Ward is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Mike, always a pleasure.
Thank you.